Hey, it's Graham. Our past in-depth guests have shared so many inspirational stories about overcoming adversity and tackling the darkest and most challenging times in their lives. We're sharing one of those moments in today's Thursday podcast in the hope that it provides a blueprint for any difficulties you might be facing.
This week,
Nikki Glazer.
Senior year of high school. Yeah. Explain how stuff started to spiral out of
control. Senior year of high school, my best friend since fourth grade, a guy killed himself over her rejecting him romantically.
You were upset with him?
Yeah, I was really upset with him. Like, because my friend, who was like the most bubbly, energetic, I mean, it just stole her from me. I was mad at him, but I also was very sad, and it was extremely tragic because I knew him, and then it turned into an eating disorder is what happened within, 2 months. I just stopped eating. Then by March, a boy that I had liked asked me to prom. And I was so nervous about it and excited that I just didn't eat because I was nervous. And the next day I went to school and someone was like, "You look great. What are you doing?" And I was like, "I didn't eat yesterday and I'm still kind of like not feeling like eating because I'm so excited about this guy." So I just was like, "I'll just keep going." And then it was just like, I didn't eat for so long. It was just, then it just took off.
You lost 60 pounds in 4 months?
It was probably like $1.55, $1.50 going into it. And then I got down to like 98 was the last time I checked, like, you know, would avoid scales because it was just so embarrassing. At that point, when you're getting weighed at that level, your parents are f-ing mad at you. Like, if someone were to hand you a glass of poison and be like, "Drink that." Like, it feels like you will be doing something that will make you so deeply uncomfortable in your body. Like, it will make you crazy. It'll ruin your life. It's worse than death.
Talking to your sister, Lauren, and she said, like, her and your parents almost didn't catch it in time, like, lost you.
They didn't catch it. It was very obvious. I mean, I looked insane. I was hoping to go away to the University of Colorado. July, I'm going in for a physical so I can go to school, you know, just routine. And then my pulse is too low and they won't let me leave. And they're like, "Well, we know she's about to die. And so if she does, it's on us. So she can't leave." And we were just, my mom was like, "What do you mean?" Like, "She's going to be taken to a psychiatric ward on, like, a psychiatric center on campus." And I'm just like, "What are you talking?" Like, it was just so confusing. But I was also in that moment kind of like, yes, like, someone's like taking this out of my hands because I cannot. I'm gonna die. Like, there's no other way out of this. I don't know what to do.
And you felt that way at the time?
Oh yeah, I was hoping to, because I don't know if you've ever been hungry, but it's hell. It's like, you don't wanna do anything. I had no friends. I didn't wanna hang out. I had no energy. I would just sleep all day. I was hungry all the time. All I thought about was food. All I watched was the Food Network. Like, I was obsessed with food, couldn't eat it. It's hell. And so every time I would fall asleep, you know, towards the end, I would just pray that I wouldn't wake up, because it was just like, there's just no out. It's like, it's a death sentence. And so I was just like, let me die in my sleep. I don't want to keep staying in this prison.
And it would have like negative side effects to you, like physically, right? Like,
yeah, sores. I mean, my bones were cracking constantly. Like, I would like squat down and my legs would have no fat here. So my bone would like overextend. And like, I was cold all the time, all the time. I was completely sexually unattracted to anyone and unattractive to anyone. So I was like of concern. No one wanted to be my friend. I looked insane. I looked so sick. My hair was falling out. I was so malnourished that, like, you know, zits that I would get as like acne, I would like, and I was like, you know, I had anxiety, so I'd pick and I would have like these open sores. I mean, I'm at college. I'm supposed to be like hooking up with boys, meeting boys. I like boys, but like, I can't hook up with them. Like, I'm frightening without clothes on. But thankfully, because I went to school and had to make friends looking like a skeleton, I had to like develop a personality pretty quick. That was like, larger than life.
And you would go through these then binge eating.
Well, that turned into that too, later, right? When I started eating. Never thought I'd have another eating disorder. Looked down on bulimics, like, they're so gross. Like, they eat, but they have to like throw up, gross. I'm better than that. And I remember one of my like specialists saying, all of these are connected. You'll probably have each of them if you don't find treatment. And I was like, never will I ever eat too much. Yeah, right. And ultimately, that's what it turns into. I mean, I have had every single eating disorder. So I recovered from anorexia. I start eating again. I start gaining weight. And then I can't stop eating, because then it becomes like an obsession with food on the other side. And so I'm finally nourishing myself. My body thinks it's like in starvation mode, because it was. I eat too much. Got to do something with this. Either exercise it off or, you know, throw up.
What got you on the
other
side?
Well, I don't want to say specifically, but just like reaching out for help, like finding a program, like a recovery program, and like committing to it, and then finding out what recovery from an eating disorder looks like, because I cannot skip meals. Then my body goes like, ooh, someone might have lost a little weight right now. Why don't you keep going? See how far you can push this. So now the voice in my head is like, you failed us if you skip a meal. Now it's the other side of things of like, now my challenge is like, I have to do the thing I don't want to do. The hard thing for me now is to eat. And so every day I'm like, yeah, did a hard thing. And so I flipped it.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week and every week sharing long-form interviews on Mondays and shorter, uplifting stories on Thursdays and then trending clips on Fridays. We'd love to hear from you with ratings and reviews. Do you prefer the longer podcast episodes or our shorter ones? I'm excited to get your take. Thanks again.